would you like to know how to make real estate investing easy? Lindsay Davis will tell us how. She is the CEO of Spartan Invest, a turnkey investment firm that simplifies the path to passive income through single-family rentals. Operating across Alabama, Tennessee, and Georgia, Spartan Invest handles the full life cycle of investment properties from sourcing and renovation to construction, sales, and long-term management. With over $50 million in real estate transactions annually and a portfolio of more than 2,000 properties under management, Lindsay leads a team that delivers consistent results for investors nationwide. So, Lindsay, tell us more about real estate investing made easy and what does it take to get there?
Welcome to Awakened Titans Podcast with Lily Patrescu. Mind-blowing conversations with influential business titans sharing how you can manifest abundance, love, joy, success through quantum awakening, quantum manifestation, quantum healing, quantum miracles, exponential business growth, and innovative products and services.
Thank you so much for, and that introduction was awesome. Thank you for having me. I'm really excited. Yes, so what we do with Spartan Invest is our goal is to be completely hands-free. We are creating wax money for investors. Our primary investor who works with us are typically your W-2 employees that want to diversify their portfolio, want to get into real estate investing, but may not live in areas where it makes sense to invest, or may not just have the time or, you know, want to spend that amount of time in doing all of the due diligence. So essentially, we're handling all of the process. We go out and find properties, purchase them. We go ahead and do the full scale renovation to the property. Our average renovation cost is right at about $52,000. Then we place tenants in those properties and sell those individual properties to investor clients. And we also have the property management company, once they've placed that tenant in there, that will continue to manage them. And when I say it's our company, we're all in the same building, our property management, our turnkey, our new construction team, all under the same roof, handling all of the steps of the process. So ideally, our investors that want to purchase and take part in, you know, kind of generating passive income with real estate, really just have to pick the property and go through the financing process. And we're handling absolutely everything else.
Thank you. Tell us about the range of potential return on investment. I know you cannot make any guarantees, but what is the typical range that has already occurred for some of the clients you've worked with?
So it varies a little bit based on, you know, the area in which you purchase, the condition of the property. So our new construction property, your overall rate of return tends to be a little bit lower because the price point's higher, everything's brand new. However, your long-term maintenance is going to be lower. So again, it's a give and take. If you're looking exclusively at our new construction properties, and if you were to purchase those properties in all cash, you're going to get about a 6.5%. If you're financing the property, so you've got your net income over your capital contribution, and if you finance it, that's 25% down. So that's how you're getting your rate of return. You're going to see anywhere from around 7 to 7.5%. It's a lot lower than our renovated properties. On average, our average renovated property sale price is right at $165,000. And investors, if they purchase with cash, they're going to see around a 7.5%. If they finance that property, on average, they're going to see about a 9 to 10.5% rate of return.
Thank you. How does this differ versus other available property investment strategies?
You know, I think it differs in several ways, but, and then in a lot of ways, not really. You're still able to purchase the asset. You're still able to get all of the benefits with the appreciation, the depreciation on the tax side. You're still able to capitalize on all of that. You know, it's not a REIT, so you are owning the property outright compared to if you were just to own a portion of the property through like a syndication or something like that. So it does differ in regards. And then if you got storage unit, multifamily, there's a bunch of different avenues on the real estate side. I'd say one way in which our company differs from other turnkey is, like I said before, is just having everything in-house, having every step of the process being able to be handled by the same company and the same owners. Yes, it's separate companies, like our property management company is a separate entity. However, it's the same ownership and it's in the same building. So all of our incentives are aligned. You're still dealing with the same team throughout the life of your property compared to other turnkey companies where they are simply partnering with property management companies. I think that's probably the biggest key differentiator.
Thank you. What else would you like entrepreneurs and property investors to know about, let's say, investing with your company in particular?
You know, I could talk for a very long time on everything that I would want investors to know. However, if that is something that interest you, if you do want to diversify, if you do want to put some money in stock and real estate and kind of dip your toe, Alabama, our markets, Alabama, Georgia, Tennessee, those are great markets to focus on. Whether you go with Spartan Invest or not, make sure that you're analyzing the markets in which you do invest. Make sure they're landlord friendly, property taxes are low. There are a few key indicators to look for. And then when you're evaluating if you want to partner with a company or do it on your own, and that's really going to be what your overall goal is. And so if an investor could have any kind of key takeaway, I would probably say the biggest takeaway would be find out what your why is before you decide to where to invest and with who. So if your goal is to create passive income, if your goal is to grow a portfolio of 30 properties, if your goal is to retire in 15 years, whatever that goal is, just make sure you have that in mind, you know, before you get started on interviewing other companies, evaluating markets and such.
Thank you. Is there a trend in terms of a U.S. trend, actually, not just Alabama trend, of properties going down in price? And can investors leverage that? And you can correct me if that's true or not, under, you know, current market situations. So can investors leverage that if that's the case? And if that isn't the case, what market trends are you able to leverage to make sure that this process leads to the highest possible return?
Yeah, there is a trend right now across the country of your very highly saturated markets that are seeing a dip in prices. Now, Alabama, as I've said this many times, is that we are not sexy. We didn't see the 30 to 40% appreciation post-COVID, post-2020. That's just not what we experienced. We did experience an elevated appreciation anywhere from 8 to 11%. But also, it wasn't your Dallas. It wasn't your Austin. We didn't just blow up like some of those areas. And I'm looking at Florida right now. Now, your overall occupancy has declined. The number of properties that's sitting on the market for extended period of time has increased. So those are some of the things that we are seeing in some markets. Now, I don't know all of the numbers across the country right off the bat. I do know that it affects different markets differently. Every market is really its own economy. It's its own kind of creation. And in Alabama, we have not seen that price reduction. We have seen a coming to a more stable, equal market playing field. And what I mean by that is that the days on the market has extended. It's not past anything prior to 2020, right? It's not, you're not seeing property sit in for 90 to 120 days, but it is a lot. It's getting longer than what we've seen over the last few years. You're seeing some areas, not necessarily price reductions in excess, but you are seeing a little bit more competitive. You're seeing more incentives offered to the buyer as far as rate buy downs. So you're seeing some of those trends. And I don't know that it's really comparable to your Dallas, Atlanta's, Miami's, those type of areas compare, you know, when you're looking at Birmingham.
Thank you. Is there any benefit in particular to invest in Alabama and Georgia and the other places that you mentioned versus other places in kind of nearby?
Well, you know, I think majority of our investors are coming to us and they're residing in places where they're just not able to generate a decent rate of return. So you've got New York, Southern California, Hawaii, and then we have a lot of European clients as well that are wanting to get into the real estate space, but the price point is just way too high for that to make sense. So, but Alabama and the Southeast in general has a couple of things in its favor in that it's a very diverse economy. The job market is ripe with very high paying blue collar jobs. That's ideal for your tenant and owner occupant mix. The property taxes, Alabama has the second lowest property taxes of any state in the country. So extremely affordable. You've got landlord friendliness. And I can't stress this enough. If you are evaluating different markets, where some areas are going to have a leg up is the state of Alabama is going to protect homeowners and landlords and when it comes to regaining possession of your property. So in the event you do have a property that you've got rented and a tenant stops paying, in some of your more saturated markets, your higher costs, your more tenant friendly markets, it can take over a year sometimes to remove that tenant, whereas currently we average right at about 65 days to remove a non-paying tenant. That's through the entire process. So it's extremely low just compared to other markets. So Alabama does have a leg up in several cases. It's an emerging market, and that's what you also want to get ahead of and get in before, the next, 10, 15 years. We've already seen those investors that came to us and purchased with us in 2010 to 2015. They've just seen massive amounts of appreciation even before COVID. So getting in early as the economy continues to grow would be ideal.
Thank you. Tell us more about your personal journey and how did you get here? How did you start our real estate investing? And how did you decide to make real estate investing easy for other property investors?
Me and my business partner started purchasing properties. This was in the recession. So properties in 2009 and 10 were extremely affordable. There was a lot of foreclosures. We had purchased a few on the side. We were both working corporate jobs. We had purchased a few on the side and renovated them, put them up to owner occupants. They were staging. They were in A-plus neighborhoods, but the market was very different then. It was a lot more volatile in that, the concessions that you were forced to offer, the number of days that the property sat on the market, all of those were just a lot harder for us to manage. And kind of in a frenzy, we went out and purchased a lot of single family homes, did not do a ton of renovation to those properties, but then we started to manage those. And the cash flow from those properties were really helping us keep the lights on just in starting, two young 20-something year olds helping us pay the bills. That's kind of when the light bulb went off and we saw the real value in real estate would be more of the single family space. This is what we needed to focus on. This is the value that we saw. This is the product that we needed to push to investors. We were already managing the properties, so kind of the rest is history.
Thank you. Tell us more about your biggest successes in property and some of your biggest property deals that you have done or that your students have done and or that your investors have done.
We've done several deals over the years. I don't know that it's been like one or two properties over the year. We average about 275 to 300 properties a year. A couple of deals that we've been able to execute would be the purchase of some new construction homes that have been foreclosed or bankruptcy that were sold in bulk as portfolios we've been able to acquire and sell to our investors at a lower price point. That's been very successful. I would say I like the investor success story a good bit more. We've got one investor in particular. She's one of my favorite investors. She was one of our very first ones. She had a 1031. Her father passed away when she was very young. Left her a lot of land. And about in 2013, 2014, she decided to do a 1031 exchange. She sold that land and purchased 15 properties with Spartan Invest. And that was back. I mean, the properties were extremely affordable. Those properties gave her enough cash flow to where she was able to quit her job, start a creative design company where she is currently working at her own schedule, building websites and marketing and working with other companies for their marketing needs, but really able to dictate her own schedule. And that's what she wanted. And that's what her portfolio was able to give to her. So honestly, that's my biggest success story.
Thank you. Tell us your 10 commandments for someone who is considering real estate investing. What can they do to make real estate investing easy?
Like I said, you want to establish why. Why do you want to get into real estate investing? Is it to pay for your kids' college fund? What is the reason? Because what I do know is that if you don't have that ironed out in the event of a problem that comes down, you know, in the event of an eviction or in the event of a maintenance issue, then you're going to be a little bit more fair weather and you're going to want to pull back. And studies show that the longevity, the ownership of the property law is where the wealth is generated. And so not looking at the 1 year, not looking at the 2 year, looking at the 5, 10, 15 year down the road is really where you need to focus. So knowing what your why is, knowing that it is not a get rich quick scheme, you're not going to be able to buy one property and retire and quit from the cash flow of that one property. It's just not what's going to happen. However, it's going to be the step in the right direction. A couple of other things is please do all of the due diligence, evaluate the markets, evaluate the partners. If you're doing it alone, make sure that you understand the key elements of what makes a property rentable, makes a property successful. If you're going to partner with a company, interview the company extensively. Ask detailed metric-driven questions. So if you are interviewing a property management company to manage your rental property, let's say you bought it off the MLS and you want to have someone else manage it for you. Whatever company you're choosing, that company is going to dictate how successful your property is. So you need to ask them, what is your current occupancy? What is your process for evicting a tenant? What is your maintenance process? What's your average maintenance ratio? Or what's your average turn time? How long does it take you to flip a property? You need to ask these questions, because if they don't know the answers, they're not tracking it. And you're not going to be able to really assess how well your property is going to perform in the future if you don't have that information. So it really is just so much of it comes down to due diligence. Obviously, I'm a patron of real estate investing. Me and my husband, we have our own goal is to, you know, buy two properties and, you know, pay one off every year. That's what we do. That's the path that we're on. And it doesn't matter what is going on in the world. It doesn't matter what the interest rate is. Those are the steps that we're taking. So making sure that you've got that established so you can move forward.
Thank you. Tell us more about other key metrics to consider when it comes to real estate investing and making it easy for you over the long run.
Other key metrics, so much of them are on the property management side in regards to, you know, hey, what is your occupancy? What's your days on the market? How long does it take you to occupy that property? Or how long does it take you to place a tenant in there? How long does it take you to evict a non-paying tenant? What is the number of days that it takes you to close out maintenance work orders? Because if they do not have a process for that, if maintenance is left undone, that is going to deter tenants from renewing. You know, what's your average renewal percentage? And really, the industry standard is at least 50%. If it's anything below 50%, I think that's a really big red flag. That means that tenants are opting not to stay in that property. So you're going to want to ask what your renewal percentage is. And man, I could really just go on and on about the key metrics to ask when you're interviewing the property management side. Now, if you're interviewing on the turnkey company side, like, hey, Spartan, what did you do to this property? You want to know all of the things they did on the renovation side. So you're going to ask, so for instance, Spartan Invest, we have our 3 M's. And so what dictates what we're going to do to the property is, will a tenant pay more for that property? Is it a safety must? And will it keep the long-term maintenance of the property down? So if it fits that criteria, we're going to do it. And what that means is we're going to do a sewer scope to make sure that the lines are clear and they're in well working order. We're going to make sure that the breaker box is 200 amp. Granite countertops, if the roof's older than 5 years, we're going to replace it. If the HVAC's older than 5 years, we're going to replace it. So asking those things on the turnkey side for renovations are going to be really important as well.
Thank you. What are some great habits a property investor should have in order to make great real estate investing decisions?
What are some
great habits that a property investor should have in order to make great real estate investing decisions?
I think you definitely, you want to have a habit of information, just kind of going back to that in creating habits. I guess if you're looking at partnering with a company like Spartan, the goal is that you don't necessarily have to have those habits. The goal is you don't have to really be, you don't have to center your life and your habits and your free time around real estate investing, because we're doing all of that for you. Our goal is really for you to just receive a call or an email from us once a month and saying, hey, your money is in your bank account, or hey, just letting you know, your tenant flushed a G.I. Joe down the toilet. We had to send a plumber out there. That bill's going to be on there. We've already taken care of that. It's all good. Here's the bill, but you know, and here's your month's rent or anything like that. So if you wanted to go that route, the goal would be not to have those habits. But I think a good habit for any other real estate investor would be to focus on the areas that you want to invest in, and stay vigilant. Even if the market is telling you not to invest, you'd always need to be on the lookout for good deals, because it really shouldn't matter what the interest rate is. If the numbers work, they work. If it's at an 8% interest rate or a 3% interest rate. So I think staying vigilant through volatile times is a really great habit to have.
Thank you. Would you say is your secret to your success? You seem very driven, charismatic, good looking, and clearly very detailed oriented. Are there any specific actions that you think someone should take to become, you know, successful as a property investor?
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. It does come at a cost. I'm a very high anxiety, zero chill person. You can ask my husband. So, I think kind of what it takes to be successful in any industry, I don't necessarily think it's real estate specific. And it's really about the team that you choose to build. So if you're looking at it from an entrepreneurial standpoint and you're looking at it from a leadership standpoint, that Spartan is not going to be able to create and offer these great products and these great properties to investors at, you know, the very high rate of returns without the team that's doing all of the work behind the scenes. So at the end of the day, that's where it is. So if you are trying to move that needle, you're going to go a lot further, and you'll go faster alone, but you're going to go a lot further with the right team. So that's kind of building your core team and offloading things. And again, like I said, I'm a very high anxiety person. I'm very big control freak. So building a team and letting go of certain tasks was kind of hard for me personally, but making sure that you're doing that, you're checking that box, and your plate is as clean as possible is going to allow you to put more important things on.
Thank you. Tell us where entrepreneurs can connect with you.
Yeah. So if you want to learn more about our company, our process, if you even want to check out our available inventory, we've got a lot of great properties on our website already. Some are new construction, some are renovated, some are already rented. It's at spartaninvest.com. We're going to ask for your contact information, and then you're going to be able to assess and evaluate all of our available properties. We also have our investor education guide that's going to walk through absolutely everything. It's a very long read. It's very, very detailed. But it's going to give you a ton of information. We also have a podcast if you want to learn more. It's On the House with Spartan Invest. And it's really primarily focused on talking about our processes. So there's an episode on how we handle evictions. There's an episode on how we handle maintenance work orders. There's an episode on it detailing out our renovation process. So if you wanted to learn a little bit more about, okay, well, how do you find the properties to purchase, or how do you determine what properties to purchase? There's an episode for that if you want to listen to that as well. So a lot of content, a lot of information on our site, made available on our site.
Thank you.
Follow us for more interviews with world's most influential business titans, providing you with the insights to awaken to your full potential so you can get paid to be yourself, find true happiness, and manifest anything you desire.